I can feel it coming over me. I feel it all around me. Wait for this moment all my life. It's my destiny. There's a fight inside of me. It's waiting to come out now. No matter what, no matter how, I feel it comes through right now. And when the road is so long, I feel it. Right, but anyways. I think we're the only people who like that song from Street Fighter 4.
Well, they got rid of it after the next...
And everybody was like, oh, good. I was like, what? I love that song.
Indestructible.
I won't let nobody break me down.
Indestructible.
Nothing's gonna stop me now.
You know, hitting the table when the mic's on the table really makes a bad sound.
Screw you. February 19th, 2016. We're close to your birthday.
Yay!
You don't make as big a deal about your birthday as I do, but who does?
True. And something to aspire towards, I guess.
But, welcome to the show. We're going to do kind of a Street Fighter thing. Play Street Fighter 5 a bit. We're going to talk about that, but also kind of the series in general. Maybe branch off into other fighting games, depending on how much juice we get out of that fruit. That's a very un-Mikey analogy.
Fruit, indeed.
Yeah. So, so we'll do that, and we got some Special Zone stuff, which I can talk about some Fire Emblem, I guess, and whatnot.
Well, you play a good chunk of Overwatch since we recorded last.
Oh, God, I played so much Overwatch. So much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So I guess let's start with Street Fighter V. So you got to play it.
I only got to play like an hour.
And I played like a few hours now. Mostly one-on-one friends, because honestly, there's not a whole lot else to do.
Well, yeah, it's weird how, like, the main menu has, like, just grayed out options.
Right. It's like
check back in
like,
March.
Well, it's like, for instance, it's like, they wanted the game to come out now so that it'll be ready for, like, tournament season or whatever. So, like, it has to be out now. I can feel it coming out now. But, it has to be out now so, like, people can, like, learn the characters and just, you know, fight at least. And, I mean, the online's there. I haven't actually tried it because it wasn't working on launch day. I haven't really tried that again. Yeah, launch day was a disaster.
Is odd because they had like three betas, mm-hmm. None of which, from what I recall, went well, right?
Right. But so basically, right now, you can fight your friends, you can do training mode. There's like a very short, quote unquote, story mode, which is like maybe a few fights for each character with like some cutscenes. There's like a longer story mode supposedly coming.
Right.
There's a challenge mode, which is basically like a gauntlet with like, you know, you use the same health pool, and like between matches, you can spend points to increase your defense or health. And like, that's
not even like an arcade mode.
No, arcade
that's
mode is
weird.
Coming. Yeah,
how hard is that to put in the
right,
game?
Yeah, right. That's like the lazy single player option, right? The arcade. Yes, there's no arcade mode, which is a bit bizarre. Well, it's the one thing. Like, usually a lot of the fun is like unlocking things in this game, and doesn't have any unlockable characters. That's fine. Because sometimes that's annoying. But it's like the only thing you can really unlock are costume colors. Like you can't even unlock costumes yet until the store goes online next month. Like, you can do
the getting
thing.
The currency, but you can't
well,
buy
you can,
anything.
I think if you, like, beat every character's story mode, you unlock a costume, but the actual costume doesn't unlock until then.
It's so
But,
weird.
Yeah, you can unlock colors by beating challenge mode, at least, right now. So that's it. But, you know, that's basically, like, more so than, like, the actual content, that sometimes is the fun part of playing through, like, the single-player stuff, just unlocking things. Like, I remember Marvel's Capcom 2. It kind of, like, sucked in a way that you had to unlock half that game's roster. But it was also kind of fun. Mm-hmm. Just, like, you know, spending all that time, like, earning the credits and unlocking a new character. Like, what does this character do? And stuff like that. But it's a little Spartan.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, I think this is in part because this is probably the quickest turnaround in numbered Street Fighters we've ever had in the series history.
Well, when did 4 come out? 2007? No, 2008? I mean, when you think about it, it's actually been 6 years.
Yeah, how long,
or 8 years.
How long is it between 3 and 4?
3 was probably late 90s, probably maybe a little longer, so you might be right.
I just feel like Street Fighter 4 still is like, feels like a relatively fresh game, and it's not entirely the game's fault, but when you play like Street Fighter 4 and it has like this huge roster, and then it's like, what is it, 16 characters in this game?
Yeah. No,
it's just like, you're like,
Right, it is always kind of like the weird deflating thing, is that, especially when you play something like a Smash Bros. Or where like the roster size always goes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind
and of... it's not like, there isn't a huge graphical leap. I mean, it's a good-looking game, But it's not like...
No, it's not ridiculous. Yeah, it's not
like...
It
doesn't like, feel like a paradigm shift.
Well, right, and it's kind of, you know... Because, you know, you went from the sprites to the 3D, you did that now. I mean, in a, you know, you don't have, like, kind of like a gimmick to the graphics like, say, Guilty Gear Zerd does.
Oh, I wish they just did what they did.
Yeah, Guilty Gear
Zerd. That game looks so good.
Yeah. But,
like, I almost feel like it would have been kind of cool maybe if they would have gone, like let's do a new Street Fighter Alpha and save five for them later.
It's weird because this game takes... A lot of its Alpha. Roster from Alpha.
Yeah.
There's a lot of characters in this game that were originally in Alpha. Birdie, Charlie, Nash, whatever they're calling him now.
The wrestler chick.
Yeah, her and Karen. So there's like at least four just straight from Alpha. And I mean, there's probably that many too in Street Fighter 4 eventually, but that was like when the roster was huge. Like proportionally here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like meanwhile, like I don't think there's like anybody from Street Fighter 3 in it yet.
No.
And, you know, there's... Nor is there, like, any, like, returning of, like, the new characters from 4.
Yeah.
Which, maybe this
is weird.
Right. But, yeah, right now. And, but, so, yeah, talking about the actual game itself, I do like the new characters, though. My favorite one right now is, Rashid. He's the, Middle Eastern kind of, like, tornado-based guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the Make My Dad Uncomfortable character. But no, he's kind of got a. What I like about him is his projectile is actually his, like anti-air move. It kind of is like a tornado with like this upward arc thing to it, which is neat. Then there's this girl called Laura who doesn't really look very different, but she's got like a very slow projectile that just kind of like makes a lot of her other options.
Is that the girl whose whole gimmick is like she's like some upper class aristocrat?
No, that's Karen. She's from Street Fighter Alpha.
Okay.
This is like the Brazilian one,
bright green. Yes,
I think she's Sean's brother. Sean is from 3. Found that. Then there's like a couple and really spent a whole time with like Nicali, like I think or whatever, the guy with the hair.
The dreads.
Right, he's the new guy. Then there's
Natty Dreads.
Then there's Fang. FANG, like it's an acronym, like the Birdman.
Yeah, he's weird.
He seems like a Street Fighter 3 character.
Yeah,
I love how weird he is.
He's like
crazy.
This game's Dhalsim in a weird way.
Right, except Dhalsim's in there too.
Right.
But I never realized that Dhalsim and like Vega were that popular, like even with this limited roster, they came back.
Well, I mean,
I guess
Dhalsim offers you know, a fairly unique character with all the stretchy stretch, but
right.
Vega.
Yeah, and I said that a couple, you know, like, oh, yeah, those characters are super popular. I'm like, okay. I guess. Like, remember, Street Fighter 4 made a big deal to include all the original Street Fighter 2 characters,
mm-hmm.
which almost seemed like a bit much. Like, hey, do we need E Honda in these games, you know?
I like E Honda.
Yeah, of course, you like E Honda. Like, but then the actual mechanics, I think it does. Play better than 4. I'm kind of glad you don't have that revenge meter. Like, in Street Fighter 4, you had 2 super meters.
Yeah, but the one was only filled by losing.
Right. Which I wasn't a big fan of. I mean, you still have a meter hero that fills up when you get hit, and it's your V
trigger.
Meter. So that's like the new thing. Every character has a V skill and a V trigger. The V skill doesn't really cost anything. It's just every character, when you push 2 buttons down, they'll do something different. So Ryu will just, like, do what I think is just, like, a super block that doesn't take chip damage. For instance, some characters are just like old moves are transplanted. They're like Cammy, she used to do that thing where she kind of like spun around through projectiles and punched somebody. That's just her V trigger now.
Oh, really?
Weird. Right. And then like some characters like Mika, like it's like really unique. Like when Mika does it, she'll start doing a promo. If you hold it down, if she finishes like the whole like wrestling promo, she becomes super powerful.
Yeah, but you have to really suck at the game to let that happen.
Well, I think it also just fills up her V meter faster, so that's like another utility to it. But then also. And then like they'll have some skills like that'll take up like one bar of the V meter, which usually just 2 or 3, usually just 2. But then everybody also has like a V trigger, so if it's filled up, they can push the 2 strong attacks together. And like for some characters, for most characters, it's almost like going to like a powered up state, like for Ryu or Cammy. And then for other characters, they'll do like for Fang, his moves do like poison damage for a while. And then some people like will just do a single attack out of it or something weird. Like Nash will teleport, and Mika will like summon her tag team partner to like jump out of the screen to do one move and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like about it is that it's not quite as powerful as having those ultra moves, right?
Right.
And those are basically like as flashy as those were. That's just what the super moves are. You still have like a super meter.
That's funny. Like some people like their supers are like these flashy, intricate like. Huge animation things, and other people, it's just like the bird guy just flaps around for a second.
Well, I think it's kind of fits with like personality.
Well, yeah, it's just funny how like they don't feel like they're all created equal.
Right. But But I like what I like about the V skill in V-Trigger is that it helps make each character feel like more unique and stuff. Mm-hmm. And also, you don't have the focus attacks anymore, which I kind of like. I like that there aren't as many defensive options in this game. I like that it's a bit more offensive focus. So yeah, but yeah, so yeah, I think it plays well, and you know, it's kind of a matter of taking it of kind of getting more into it. But I always like pick like a couple characters. Street Fighter, I always play as Cammy, and the new character I'm trying to play a lot of is Rashid.
Like Ryu.
Yeah, you've been a very original edge guy. But yeah, it seems... I think I'm enjoying it. Like, what is that like your initial impression that you like it?
I like it. It's just... Like, I had the opportunity to get it for 25% off through Green Man Gaming on PC. So I was like, well, let me play with Mike's and see what I think. I mean, it's twofold. First of all, when am I not going to play this with you?
Right.
Until all this story stuff comes out and I could wait. Okay, I may as well just go over to your place and play it since you have it. And then it's like... I don't know, like maybe it is because Street Fighter IV was recent. I did put a fair chunk of time into it and whatever. And there's also a lot of games we're playing right now, but I didn't feel like, yeah, I need to get this. Yeah,
like run out.
Yeah, like it's the game just feels like fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not spectacular. It's not reinventing the wheel.
I mean, simply it's fun. It's Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
But yeah, it's not like, oh...
I do like that, like, we're just going to get DLC characters now instead of... And, like, you could maybe earn them with, like, the in-game...
Yeah, there is a way to earn them in-game. Right.
But, like, more of a League of Legends, Heroes of Storm thing than, like, there's... You know, they say there's not going to be a Super Street Fighter V at some point down the road.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they realized with, like, the four versions of four that came out, they kept splintering the community. Because not only did those games have roster changes, they had balance changes that didn't get patched into the other versions.
Right, I mean, there'll be balance changes for sure, but again, you just kind of patch them in here.
Yeah, it's all, it's a platform, right. I and believe, it's just, is what they keep saying.
Well, that's just the
it's
smart
what makes
do.
Sense, yeah.
So that's good. And again, I think we'll see, like, more, like, Street Fighter 3 characters, or some of those characters from Street Fighter 4, and, you know, just in general, kind of show up here and there. So let's kind of go through the series a little bit here.
You ever played Fighting Street?
No.
I don't think I have either.
We had a TurboGrafx.
Just missed it.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
Yeah. So that, and I never saw an arcade. This is like, I talk about some series where it's like, the first one like just wasn't as prominent as the second one. Like, Warcraft 2 for me, or Star Control 2, but like Street Fighter 2 is like the epitome.
Oh yeah,
that series may as well have just started.
At Street Fighter 2,
but it was a weird game too, because like back then, like the way like the light, medium, hard kicks worked, it was literally like pressure of you pushing down the button, which is like when you're playing a fighting game, you're like going at it. You can't just be like, okay, now I'm gonna push it a little bit. So yeah.
Well, if you're good at the game.
And it was a weird game too, because it was like you only could play as Ryu or Ken, and like the other characters in it, but they're all CPU. Like the main bad guy was Sagat, but he was just like a guy you fought. You couldn't play as Sagat, from what I understand. And there was like some characters in it who did show up in 4 as like playable, finally, like Gen, and like I think some of them showed up in the Alpha series at some point. Yeah, Street Fighter 2 was the big one. It was in arcades.
Street Fighter 2. Is still completely 100% playable today.
Oh yeah,
in a way that very few games from that time period are.
Yeah, and it really did like just basically invent the 2D fighting game genre as we know it today.
So of all the versions that came out, let's go with back in the day, because I'm not going to count like the HD remaster, which was very good. What was your preference?
Oh, I don't know. They all kind of bled together to me. I was like, I was kind of young then, and I mean, I remember playing the game a lot, but I couldn't be like, I'm clearly playing Turbo right now.
I just liked Championship Edition on the Sega better, because I liked the 6-button Genesis controller for Street Fighter, because the buttons were like the arcade instead of using shoulders.
No, yeah, it was one at times.
To this day, still a problem I have with the series, like... The R2 trigger on the PS4 DualShock controller isn't great as a kick button.
It is funny that is like that was like basically the only controller, like that whole 6-button fighting game thing like worked best.
Oh yeah, like Street Fighter 2 on Genesis was my jam.
Right.
I mean, a lot of my friends had Super Nintendo, so I played. Was that Turbo Edition? Which came out after vanilla Street Fighter 2. So I played a lot of that at friends' houses, but I had it on Genesis, and that's what I cut my teeth on. There were, and I think still are, two kinds of people in this world. Those who can do a dragon punch and those who can't.
Yeah. It is funny how, like, for, like, some people, that's still, like, the barrier of entry, because it's, like... And I talked to Seth Killian one time about one of his like new fighting game he's working on. I forget what it's called, but it's kind of like robot based. And he like he's like getting rid of those button inputs for his game. It's more just like cooldown based. Because his argument is, you know, like once you like learn how to do that, it's just like a thing you learn. It's not. And you never watch a tournament where like the commentator's like, oh my god, he inputted that move perfectly. Like that's never what it's about.
Yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah,
just make it, you know, a thing. Which, you know, which kind of makes sense. But, I mean, it's the same time, you know, you can kind of learn it. And, like, even today, there's still, like, things, like, I used to not be able to do well that I'm getting better at. Like, I used to never be able to do, like, the grappler move, like, full circle things. And now I can get those now.
That was hard.
Yeah, like, that took a while.
You'd, like, do it from a jump.
There was that time where I could just never do, like, the Shoryuken movement. Could just never get that figured out.
That's what I'm talking about, Dragon Punch.
No, I'm talking about I couldn't do, like, the grapple, like, full circle.
Grapple
for, like, Zangief, you have to do a full circle.
That's not Shoryuken.
I know. I was saying I couldn't do a full circle grapple.
But then you said I couldn't do a Shoryuken.
And then I was moving on.
No, I immediately responded. You said I couldn't do a Shoryuken. And I immediately said, that's what I said. That's what I said, Dragon Punch.
No, yeah, but
it's recorded. We can go back.
AJ, I started this conversation by saying, oh, I couldn't.
I know you started that, but then you went to Shoryuken. And I said, I already said that. And you're like, no, I'm talking about the full circle.
Okay, whatever. We're lost here. We're not on the same page. But yeah, like, the Shoryuken... Well, because, like, the way they show that in, like, all the tutorials with, like, that weird Z, it's not actually what you're doing, really. I don't know. It's always
fun. You're just holding forward and then doing a fireball, but just kind of hitting it a little early.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, so there's definitely a difficulty curve that is, like, you know, maybe... Like, if you're gonna jump into it, you can't just play with, like, your friend who's played it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, anything like that. But, my biggest memories of Street Fighter 2 is, like, playing it in arcades. Like, not even, like, regular arcades, but, like, restaurants with, like, if they had one or two or three machines, they would always
usually have a Street Fighter machine.
Like, I remember Chi-Chi's had a Street Fighter 2 machine.
Yeah, they had that in NBA Jam.
Yes, yeah, I was about to say that. That in NBA Jam, and I always remember playing those. Yeah, they're always super fun. How about the Alpha series? Did you really play a whole lot of that?
I played some of Alpha 2.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like at the time, I just didn't understand what Alpha meant and, like, why. Like, I thought, like, because there were, like, eight different versions of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even notice Alpha happen, but then there was, like, Street Fighter Alpha 2, and I was like, oh, is this, like, another version of Street Fighter 2?
It may be a great job
differentiating it,
yeah.
Explaining it. I mean, it was super different.
Right. But really what I... Well, this is... I think I was the first one to have, like, super moves and stuff,
yeah.
Right? And
yeah.
It was much, like, jumpy. Really, what I know this game for is because the Versus series basically took a lot of its mechanics and sprites
from
this.
Yeah, that's really where I came to be with that.
Really, yeah. I got a lot of my sort of taste of Alpha from the Marvel's Capcom series and X-Men versus Street Fighter and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think the Alpha series was very important. And I always do kind of like that sort of feel, that kind of floatier, maybe spammier. It's like one of the fun things about Marvel's Capcom 2 is, like, every character has, like, three or four, like, ultra moves. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just, like, it's
flashy.
Yeah, it's flashy and it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, if you're not playing on, like, a high technical level, then you want a flashy
game. And, like, in general, like, they're zoomed out more. Characters can, like, move faster and jump around more. Like, there's a lot more screen space that you can kind of explore. But, yeah. But then Street Fighter 3, and I did play Street Fighter 3 a whole lot when it came out. I kind of played it later.
Yeah, you got it after when it came out on Xbox Live Arcade, right?
One of my friends had, like, the Xbox original version. It was, like, they made, like, some...
Oh, weird. That's right, yeah.
Right. I forget what it... But it had Third Strike on it, and I think maybe Street Fighter 2. But, yeah, we played a lot of Street Fighter 3 Third Strike, which is... It was Street Fighter 3 Double Impact, and then Street Fighter 3 Third Strike was how they did it. I think Third Strike might actually be my favorite Street Fighter game.
Really? See, that's, like, I guess I barely ever played it, so...
Well, because it's still using sprites. It's just, like, a really good sprites. Mm. Like, super nice looking... Probably the best, at least definitely of that era of just, like, pure sprite work. The roster was super neat. Like, initially, the only returning characters were Ryu and Ken, and then, like, later, and, like, some of the other ones, they added Akuma and Chun-Li, and that was it. And besides that, like, the roster is just, like, really kind of different and weird. Like a robot in a trench coat kind of a thing. You got, like, this weird hermit guy who only uses one arm, and he looks like a... kind of like a Yoda-y sort of thing.
Strange.
Right, no, it's like a very weird roster. Like, and like, a lot of characters were like archetypally very similar to other characters. Like, there's this guy named Remy who was kind of like this almost like, I don't know, almost sort of like emo, long-haired guy, but he played very similar to Guile. He had like the charge moves. He had kind of like a sonic boom and like the thing. But it was kind of neat and kind of different. And yeah, I don't know. And it just plays really well. And it has, you know, like the super moves and... It's been kind of different mechanic. Was like it had like the parry where instead of just holding down back, if you like
timed it.
Right, and that's where you get, like, that awesome video from, you know, that Street Fighter video.
The Evo.
Right, where the guy, like, parries every single one of those Chun-Li kicks and then, like, gets the comeback in, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, Street Fighter 3 kind of holds, like, the best place in my heart. If I only had one of them, I probably wouldn't have Street Fighter 3. But, yeah, love it. But you, that, like, you know, it's funny, because, like, the best version of that game for a while was on Dreamcast, but we never really played on Dreamcast, but we just played Marvel's Capcom 2 all the time.
Yeah, we played a lot of Marvel's Capcom 2.
Oh, my God. That's, yeah. But,
yeah, I did mention, but they did that HD remaster Street Fighter 2 a few years back with the redrawn, like, hand-drawn 2D art. That was really good. Really, I like that a lot, because, I mean, they just drew over the sprite, so it played exactly the same. It just looked really cool.
So,
you also forgot the greatest Street Fighter achievement, and that is Street Fighter the movie, the game.
Which actually just, well, gameplay-wise, it actually just played like Street Fighter 2.
It played like a less precise version of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, it looked fucked. Well, it was weird. It was like Street Fighter gameplay, but with like that Mortal Kombat kind of like, we took pictures of people.
Yeah, but it was like, people dressed like the actors from the movie, but they didn't get like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia.
No, no.
Just sit in a blue screen studio and do freeze frames of martial arts.
Did you play the Street Fighter EX series at all?
Is that different from
anything else? That was the 3D series.
Oh, I rented it back in the day, and it was terrible.
They made, like, three of those.
It was terrible.
They made, like, three of those. It's so funny how completely forgotten
that
is.
Well, it's weird because they wanted to work in 3D space, but they didn't want to get rid of, like, a quarter roll for a fireball. But, like, that doesn't make sense in 3D. Like, it just,
it was a panic, because this was the late 90s. This was when
this was Virtua Fighter and Tekken. This was,
like, 2000, early 2000. Yeah, this was when 2D fighting games were dying, and it seemed like they were just going to be straight up replaced by 3D fighting games for a bit. Which is funny now, because Street Fighter 4 really kind of reversed that completely, where today, there's all sorts of thriving 2D fighting games. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mortal Kombat went back to completely 2D. You have, you know, the Arc System games doing their thing. Street Fighter is still very popular. You have, like, even indie things like Skullgirls and whatnot. Marvel's Capcom was able to come back. But, yeah, back in the time, it was like, everyone's going to play Tekken and Soul Calibur. No one gives a shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so yeah, that's kind of, like, Street Fighter 4's, like, outside the gameplay, it's, like, legacy is that it really did, like,
bring back 2D. I mean, really, what 3D game, 3D fighting games are even prominent now?
There's, like, new, I mean, they make, like, a new, they make a new Tekken and a new, like, Dead or Alive
that, like, is like a free to play joke,
right? And it's like, I mean, like, not,
Soul Calibur is pretty much dead.
Soul Calibur's kind of gotten lame. There hasn't been a Virtual Fighter in forever.
Remember they did that Street Fighter cross Tekken, but like Tekken cross Street Fighter,
yeah, never really
I haven't heard anything about that in forever.
No, so yeah, it's kind of kind of interesting that Street Fighter 4 really reversed, because after Street Fighter 4, like shortly after that was Marvel's Capcom 3, Mortal Kombat, the 2009 remake. Mm-hmm. Or 2011, whatever it was. Yeah, I think it was 2011. But, yeah, just in general, it really switched up all of a sudden. So, but, yeah, but Street Fighter 4, I mean, we're kind of like, I felt like we were being a little mean to it, but, I mean, it was definitely a fun game. It was
cool. I played the shit out of Street Fighter 4. I liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And especially, like, by the time of Ultra, the roster was huge and cool. And I think some of its original characters were cool. I'd be surprised if, like, Juri doesn't show up.
Yeah, she seemed pretty popular.
Right. That's actually the most prominent, which is interesting, because she was introduced in Super, not even in the... Like, the original was, like, that Viper girl, which was, who was okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Crimson Viper or whatever. But, yeah, if everybody was, like, a breakout from that, I would say maybe Juri.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Street Fighter 4 was cool, and I definitely played a lot of it. It was kind of like a thing where I got, like, tired of buying it over and over again. It was, like, one thing to do that with Street Fighter 2, but this was, like, you know, it was this time. I was like, okay, DLC exists now.
Yeah.
I know usually we hate DLC, but
we have a platform for
right,
this.
Like, we don't need to just, yeah, constantly be doing this stuff. But yeah. So that's kind of a brief history of Street Fighter. Unless that's it, basically, right? Because there's been, like, weird things. Remember that Cannon Spike game on Dreamcast?
Oh, yeah.
Like, a weird action beat-em-up that was kind of had Capcom characters in it. Like, Cammy was sort of in it, and Megan. Yeah. It was, like, Arthur, but, like, they all looked ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a weird game.
Yeah, yeah, in general. But, yeah, so Street Fighter game's kind of a... It's funny, those have been there forever. Like, in general, like, is that your favorite fighting game series, do you think, or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
you know, growing up, it was always the Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat argument. At the time, I probably would have said Mortal Kombat because it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I always...
But in the end...
I always like Mortal Kombat, like... I was, like, playing it, and, like, it's ridiculous. Like, oh, my God, what's happening? But I don't necessarily, like, play it one-on-one with friends a lot or, you know, play it online or whatnot. Like, the competition aspect of it is very secondary. I mean, for Street Fighter, it is more like I'm, you know, trying to win and, you know, getting better and, you know, it just kind of feels a little bit better in ways. But, Yeah. I mean, I always like Smash Bros., obviously.
Right.
Dude, kind of going back to the 3D game, the 3D fighting game argument, like, how do you even feel about those anymore? Like, if a new Soul, like, what was your favorite one? Soul Calibur?
I like probably Soul Calibur. Virtua Fighter for a while was, Virtua until Fighter it got too complicated.
It got very complicated. Like, a lot of people loved it for that, but, like, I couldn't play it anymore.
Yeah, like, by the time 3 came out, really, I was like, what's going on? 4, I didn't even touch.
4 and 5 or so. I remember 5 was, like, a Lucha character, and I was, like, trying to learn him. It was, like, so... Because it's, like, yeah, like... 10 different options on, like, whatever position they're in.
Yeah,
like,
well, because Virtua Fighter was never about, like, a quarter roll and a punch. It was all combos.
Right.
And they were all complicated.
That's a lot of things with fighting is it's all combo, very heavily combo. It's also a 2D fighting. Well, that's, like, another nice thing about Street Fighter, like, the Street Fighter series in general. It's not super good. There's combos. Like, a good combo is, like, 5 hits.
That's, like, an extreme combo, right? Yeah.
It's not like
Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct. Or even Marvel's Capcom, where you're, like, switching characters and doing, yeah, ridiculous things, mm-hmm. for sure. But yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, Street Fighter's not my favorite, but probably my favorite maybe those traditional ones. I mean, I like what the Arc System games do, but sometimes they have so many subsystems and subsystems, it gets a bit much. There's mm-hmm. a bit more of a purity with these. That's kind of what I like about Street Fighter V, where the purity is maybe a little bit more... back by getting rid of focus and the revenge meter and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a fun game. If you like Street Fighter, I think you should check it out. I think you're maybe better to wait a month. Sure.
Wait till it's done.
Yeah. So Special Zone. Talk about Fire Emblem very quickly because I reviewed that.
You're playing Birthright still?
I'm playing Birthright, yeah. It's been super fun. Basically, if you like Awakening, you're gonna like this. And, you know, some of the stuff they added, I think, like, the big thing they added is, like, you have this castle feature, so you kind of build up your castle, and it's, like, the town you go in between missions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice, because you can, like, build your armory shop, and you just buy weapons there, and, you know, and stuff like that. It's cool. It's almost kind of like a free-to-play game, and only in that I mean, like, you, like, check in every once in a while, there's, like, new bonuses there, like, oh, you talk to this person.
Stuff to get you to play every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you got some beans that you can, like, make this dish, it'll boost stats, or, you know, there's, like, a daily lottery that'll give you a random item, and stuff like that. So that's kind of neat. My biggest complaint is, like, they brought back children from Fire Emblem Awakening, but, like, super shoehorned in there. Like, Awakening, there was, like...
Time travel.
There's time travel. And so, like, your children were literally, like, they were, you know, you got married, then it turned out, oh, look, your kid from the future is here, and, like, they're trying to fight with you and stuff. So it made sense. Here it's, like, as soon as two characters get married, there's, like, a cutscene, like, and then they got married, and pretty soon they had a kid. But to keep him safe, they put him into this dimension where time went super slow. So he grew up pretty quickly. And, like, you go fight, like, a mission to recruit him. And it's just like, what? Where'd this come from?
Who raised the kid in this slow dimension? Right. Yeah, isn't the kid resentful that they were abandoned for their whole life?
Right. So it's like they make it like, oh, the parents went to visit some of this, but obviously they couldn't go there much because it's like every...
Yeah, that's the thing, too. They're like, oh, they got married, later had a kid, and then the kid was born. It's like, that's like 2 years!
I know. I was going to say, what about the 9 months? I mean, I'm still like, because I'm immediately just like... I don't know. It's I was just like,
wait, time out on the war. We have a pregnancy.
It's like, I understand their dilemma because
it's a popular feature.
It's a cool feature, and it's like, well, it's fun. It gets you new characters. You have emotional attachment to them immediately, and powerful characters, and it's a reward for building up relationships. So it has like a lot of things going for it. I just wish they either could have like made it fit better here, or maybe come up with something new that would just make more sense with the plot of this one.
Yeah.
I will say, and it was kind of my initial fear. I was like, they're splitting up this game. What does that mean? Is each game like less?
It just sounds like it's just two different takes on a Fire Emblem game that tell two sides of the story. It's not Pokemon Red and Blue.
No, that's it. Yeah, don't think of it like that at all. This is very much two, except for like those first few missions that are the same. Very different, which is neat.
Well, it's like, it sounds like Birthright is a sequel to Awakening. And it sounds like Conquest is a sequel to, like, the first Fire Emblem.
Yeah, it's a bit more similar. And, I mean, yeah, so I definitely think most people would want to play Birthright first. It's a little easier. When I say it's a little easier, I mean, if you put it on, like, the hard mode and you don't turn on, like, character survive, it's still very hard. Like, it's a good challenge. I think it's, you know, start with that, play through it, and, like, maybe you'll be good enough for Conquest. But, Birthright is kind of the more...
I'm trying to decide when it comes time for me to play this. Like, do I just turn off the thing where people die permanently?
I don't like it. Well,
I say that, but like it just means I'm just gonna restart every mission when I lose.
I will tell you, like, so like when you start the game, it's like you want to play normal or hard mode. Normal's for beginner. Hard mode's for people who've played Fire Emblem. So I picked hard because it guilted me into it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wish I had. And sometimes I want to change the difficulty down, but I'm like,
I never even beat Awakening. I played a ton of it.
Right.
I just get bogged down in it.
I don't think I'm going to play Conquest on hard mode, but it's like, because it is annoying with like, because like some of these missions will take like an hour. And you get to the end, and you actually put a character out of place, and he dies, and you're like,
"Well, yeah, then
they're gonna restart."
That's why I didn't beat Awakening, because that happened to me a bunch of times.
Right, and it is very demoralizing. Like, God, it's like the last thing you want to do is like start over and like do like those that easy 15 minutes again. So, mm-hmm. But you know, it is kind of like, "Oh, you shouldn't have done that," and you're like, "Ugh, I know," but I.
It's like, look, I got kids now. I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, no, fair enough. There's a new mode where the characters revive every turn.
Really?
Which I don't even know what that means, so that's kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
But yeah, Fire Emblem's super good. Besides that, okay, if you like Fire Emblem, go play Fire Emblem. I got to play a lot more Overwatch, which is super fun. Well, you were gone.
Hey, Mike, I need you to come to the house and let the dog out. Feel free to stay and play Overwatch. Okay.
You were gone. Your wife was gone. Your house is just empty, and you want me to take your dog outside. And you have your new computer. You're in the Overwatch beta, and I'm not. For once, you have access to a game I don't.
I know. It's very fun to me.
Yeah. So I literally was on there playing with a friend for 7 straight hours. It was great.
So good.
It's so much fun.
It's such a, like, and that's, like.
And I still haven't played as, like, every character.
I mean, like obviously mechanically it's very sound, but there's just something about the game world that's fun, that, like, you want to keep playing it. So what do you think of what they've done with the progression system in the game?
I like it, because I like that it's not like you like that when you start off, gameplay-wise, you have access to everything everybody else does.
Yeah, it's all cosmetic.
It's all cosmetic, but it's still fun to level up and earn something.
I just worry, like, I'm level 21 now, it's like, you know, the loot flow is really slowed down.
But
there's so much stuff, and like
I think, oh, they also
don't have any of it.
Keep in mind, they also want you to buy some of that with real money.
I'm sure, yeah, eventually, right. they'll add that in. I do have one legendary skin that I unlocked. It's Mercy, the medic character. Yeah. It makes her look like a Norse Valkyrie.
That's fun.
It's pretty cool.
But yeah,
very exciting.
There's a lot of unique characters. Fun and I know there's kind of a problem with the turret characters. And
they all just got nerfed yesterday.
So
yeah.
That's kind of nice. So yeah, but yeah, I mean, when does that game actually come out?
They said on or before some point in June.
June
doesn't have a solid date yet.
June, I thought it was earlier.
Well, so I mean, I'm sure in a month or so we'll get the open beta if it follows the usual Blizzard formula for these things.
They want to pay to play.
That's the funny thing is like. There's, like, this weird thing in the back of, like, I have to play as much as I can because soon it's going to be pay-to-play. And, like, it's like, I'm not going to buy it.
Right.
I'm getting this game. It's like, I got to play it now.
Okay, yeah, I'm, like, super...
Oh, we should attempt the Division beta this weekend since it's open.
Maybe. I'm reviewing Far Cry Primal right now, which I don't think I can actually talk about necessarily, but I have to, like, play a lot of it. So, but yeah. But yeah, all right. So I think that'll do it. Thanks for listening to the Exploring Barrel podcast, everybody.
Yeah.
Find more of us at evpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Be sure to go to the iTunes News Store, leave us a review. You can check out AJ. He's also on the Too Old For This podcast.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You know, TooOldForThis.net.
They did a fun episode about Disney World, which I enjoyed, so check that out. I give you crap for not defending Universal very much. But yeah, enjoy. Listen to that, enjoy, and I'll talk to you guys later, next week.
Right here on the Explaining Real podcast.
I say that.
Bye.